Okay, we are on Chavavim Aleph, and the Gemara just said that we need three places that Shmuel says that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Elazar. There were three consecutive Mishnahs that he said it in. Not consecutive, but three Mishnahs. And why did he have to say it by all three? We'll start again with that Gemara, which is 5 lines into the Gemara. Utshvichav, on Daf Chavavim Aleph. 26a, 5 lines into the Gemara. I'm sorry? Can't hear you. Utshvichav, we need all these cases. The Ashmina and Hachkamaisa, if you would have said it on the Mishnah when it says, Ein Kaisu Mechubur, Kasu Venasna Loi Kasha. I said, he was a Kamukamakar Blazer. That's the one I say is like a Blazer. It's only Ein Kaisu and Kanu Kasu. Don't write that it's just written. When you have a mayor, why can't you write? You can write. Ksiva doesn't mean anything. So why is it Ein Kaisu? Right? That was the problem. That's why Shmuel said it's going like a Blazer. There was a shot that it's going like a mayor, but that's why Shmuel said it's going like a Blazer. But in the same when a cheresh writes a cut and write it, it says because henkiyim magetol bechasamav. That sounds like Remeir. Maybe Remeir. He's not made a chasimikar. So comes along Shmuel and says no, going like a blazer, and chasamav means the end of the get. Biashmina by he namiyuk mekar blazer. Abahav, and with the same for a blazer, since your blazers in this mission are arguing at the end, right? Have you reached a lavra blazer? Tricha, that's why we need all the cases. Dr. Rashi.
I'm sorry, my Rav. Could the people mute themselves, please?
Everybody should please mute themselves.
Daddy?
Yes.
Why would the Russian use the Chasimah that it didn't mean Chasimah?
That was the issue we dealt with over there, and I don't know the answer. Tricha. Dr. Rashi, Lishmul, Luk, Milani, Tlas, Tomikur, Blazer. He has to state that all three of these star mishnas of like Rablazer. Lememra Bakulu, who should shy Malcolm a Tyriv, and he said by all of them that he left over the Tyriv, Ain Kaisim Amachuber, Bakok Sham Lichtav, Bakaisim Times and Gitten, Kulu and Kumuni Shmuel Kerblazer. All three mishnas. The 20 Ain Kaisim, Vadu Tanu Kasu Amachuber Kasher. So it's a contradiction. The Kasher Rachel is Cypher. Okim now, we Shmuel answered the Ochikamra, Ain Kaisim Typhus, Sham Yichtav Tyriv. I will say Bakok Shem looked up the Tony Shane Kim Aget Alam Khashamov. Right. Amir Mayeri. The Ainat Sarak Lushaya Malkama Tyrath. And you don't have to leave over the Tyrath. Lashmina Shmuel the Tsarak, Rablazari. Okay, so Rashi brings the other Tarat to the Gemara, not the one I spoke out. The same with the Tony Shane Kim Aget Alam Khashamov. I the Mishnah says Ain Kim Aget Alam Khashamov. Lav Lakshuri Tyrath. It's not to tell me that we don't care about the Tyrath. The Kharish right to be cut the Shlar Lushmokai. Allah Mitsuyasakoi. That's a better answer for you, Corey. That Ain Kim Agatha Bakasamov is not going on that case. It's going on the case that Ishu Kasev says Gita Lushma, the Ishaivrai, that a woman can have the get written, pay for it, and the man can write for the receipt. Shame Kim Aget Elab Msarasai, but Loy Khasumasai. The get is really counts when you give it over, not by the signature. I bought the Nokia Khoisumov, the Mishnah says signature. Most of the time, the people that signed watched the transfer of the get. And most Gittner signed, even according to Blazer, because to save her in the future. So therefore, it said Chaisamav, but it doesn't mean Chaisamav, it means Mesira. It can look like a Blazer, but it can't be because it reaches, and it's not sure I'd like to reach mine. Have a hum at the same Apollo Grablazer. Tani, can everybody mute themselves, please? The Tani Grablazer Maksha Bekulon, Chutz Megite Nashim, the Reisha Maksha Av Megite Nashim, and the Reisha is Maksha Yiv Megite Nashim, Eme Reisha Lav Grablazer. The Entarek Lushayim Mokam Arat Materas, and the Mokam Hashem is Levadon, the Shum Ketatak, and come on. I would think you don't have to leave over Arat Materas Lechaladam, just the names. For a different reason, we'll see in a minute, there's an Amari that learns the Mishnah like Rameyer and explains the beginning like Rameyer. So Long Shmuel says, Kamash Mul Shmuel, that Rech and Ami Kerblazer, who trade Tanoya, leave with Rablazer, Kizlakame. As the Gemara will explain, it ends up being a machloikas in Rablazer's opinion. Let me explain. The beginning of the Mishnah says, you leave over Malkamish, Malkamish, Malkamazman, and the same thing by other Shtaris. The end of the Mishnah, Rablazer said, right, that by getting, we don't allow you to write a form. So it's a machloek, it's a contradiction. If the Rashi is Rabbazir and the Sefer is Rabbazir, doesn't make sense. So you have two options. Either to say the Rashi is Rameyer, which the Gemara will say offer in a minute, or to say that the Rashi is Rabbazir and the Sefer is Rabbazir, there's an argument what Rabbazir holds. So Shmuel chose that route. Shmuel chose to say that this mission is going like Rabbazir, and rather would have a machloekus of what Rabbazir says than to say that the first two mishnas were a blazer and we switched to a mayor. Which wouldn't be the end of the world because it's a different perek. And a different prokim, you could have different authors. But still, Shmuel feels that there should be a consistency. Even though it forces him to say that there's a machloekus tanoim in what Rabbi Lazar holds.
What was that last case that is
a ghost tanoim? Our mishnah. Beginning of the mishnah said you could write a form of a get. Taisum Gittin.
Right.
The end of the Mishnah, Blazer says, not by Gittin. Blazer makshu b'kulu chutz b'gittin
nashim. You have a good interrupting
there. Again. So?
So maybe Mitziyach, first needs to put Blazer, then go back to Judah.
Again. The beginning of the Mishnah said you can write Taisum Gittin.
You can write.
The end of the Mishnah says you can't write Taisum Gittin. Rabbi Lazar makshu b'kulam chutz migitei nashim. The Kashi in the Mishnah, the Gazrina bu taifas atu tairif. So, can you write taifas gittin or can you not write taifas gittin? If Rabbi Lazar is writing the Sefer, you would think Rabbi Lazar is not the one that's writing the Resha. And we will see him on the Amid that says that. Coming up. But Shmuel learns it's Rabbi Lazar. And he'd rather learn it's a Machloekes Tanoim, what Rabbi Lazar holds.
In the same Mishnah.
There's the Tanakam of Rabbi Lazar and the Rabbi Lazar, and the other version of Rabbi Lazar. Because the Stam Mishnahs have been written with Rabbi Lazar. We've been going with Rabbi Lazar's opinion. You don't have to mention his name. The Mishnah at the end of the second parak was like him. The other Mishnah was like him. So this Mishnah is like him. It didn't mention his name at the beginning. All the Mishnayos have been flowing with him.
Yeah, but his name was never mentioned the second time in any of the Mishnahs.
True. That's the problem here.
That is the problem here.
So Shmuel's response to that is, to Machloek is to know what Rabbi Lazar holds. What Ksura Mechzura? There's no Ksura Mechzura. The Mishnah, the second. It doesn't bring, some Mishnahs don't have Mandi Amrim. Again. Some Mishnah has a value that a name doesn't have. When Rebbe writes a Mishnah without a name, it's a stronger Mishnah. Adarabba. Rebbe wants to show you he holds like Rebbe Lazar. He holds like this version of Rebbe Lazar. It's to say there's another version of Rebbe Lazar. That's what, again, not everybody agrees to this teretz, but that's Shmuel's teretz.
The other church you can see is Rebbe
Lazar. We'll see.
No,
have.
No. See, the other church is no. For Shmuel to say the last Mishnah was Rebbe Meir,
he didn't.
That would be the answer he would give, right?
Again. Why am I putting words into Shmuel's mouth? Why don't I listen to what he said? There is another way to learn this Mishnah. We will get there. But this is Shmuel's way of learning the Mishnah. What bothered the Gemara is, if the first two Mishnahs were a blazer, why did Shmuel have to say it here? If the first Mishnah is like a blazer, why did he have to say it in the second Mishnah? And if he said it on the first and the second, why did he have to say it a third time? Isn't it obvious that we're following a blazer's opinion? So the Gemara explains why each one wouldn't teach you the next. The first one reads like Rebbe Lazar better. The second one is more difficult. The third one is even more difficult. So therefore, Shmuel had to say at each step, no, it's still Rebbe Lazar. V'nei ha'takana. So at the end of the day, let's go back to the Mishnah. The first man in the Mishnah said, you write forms of get, you have to weave over the place to write in the man's name, the woman's name, the time. And Shmuel added, you have to leave Ariat Materis L'chol Adam also. Then the Mishnah went on and said, by loan, you have to leave the man, the lender, the borrower, the time, the amount of money. By a sale, you have to leave over the buyer, the seller, the money, the location of the field, and the time. Then the Mishnah threw in the word Mipnei HaTakana. What is this Takana? What Takana is necessary here? What would have been without the Takana? You tell me. We don't know. What is Mipnei HaTakana going on? The Mishnah listed three cases. Get, loan, sale. Then it ended the words, why is this halacha true? We don't know which one we're referring to. Mipnei HaTakana. What Takana? Who are we trying to help? Takana is to help somebody. Zera is to keep you from doing an iser. Takana is to facilitate things. They made a takana that a husband eats his wife's fruit during marriage. That's a takana for the benefit of the woman, so he'll redeem her in case she gets captured. That's called a takana. Sometimes we make takanas for one person's benefit, sometimes we make a takana for other people's benefit. But takanas means we're interested in taking care of a possible, probable problem. And the takana smooths it out. Gzeira is when we're trying to keep you away from doing an iser. Mukta is a gzeira. We're afraid if we let you touch everything on Shabbos and move everything on Shabbos, you'll do malacha. So we say, keep your hands off of some things. That's a gzeira. Takana is to help something.
Right.
That's not a negative. That's a positive. It's to help somebody. Now, it helps somebody at the expense of somebody else. But it's a takana. We made a takana that a milvah ba'al-peh, according to Amar Yamar, cannot collect from buyers because people weren't buying fields. They were afraid they'd lose them to loans. So we made a takana to benefit economy. That a milvah ba'al-peh cannot be given in alakuchas.
You have to write a shtar.
Shtar has a koyel.
So the shtar is the takana.
The takana is that it can't collect without the shtar. Yeah, that's what the word takana means. We're trying to figure out what is this Mipnei Takana? Who is benefiting from this halacha that we made a takana? And what was the takana? Zok to Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehudah Mipnei Takana Seifa Rabbi Lazari. Meaning, really, we shouldn't let Gittin be written. We shouldn't let Gittin be written, even according to Rabbi Lazar. According to Rabbi Lazar. The Torah said to Kasav, the Torah wants it to be written Lishma. Why would we let the cipher write templates? I'm sorry, boilerplate. Why would we let him write the boilerplate? Why? Why can't he do the whole thing Lishma? Granted, does it have to be that way? But why isn't that simple? The Torah says, write it Lishma, so we're going to start differentiating between part and the other part. Who are we benefiting by letting him write boilerplates? The answer is, make that kind of cipher. We're doing it to benefit the scribes. That they shouldn't be overloaded. They should be able to make their money. They should be prepared. We can't prepare them anymore, but this much we can do for them. So really, rabbinically, we should not have let boilerplates be written. As a gzeira. If we let you write boilerplates, you might write names. So why didn't we make this gzeira? Because we want to help the cipher. So we don't make a gzeira for the benefit of the cipher. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Biblically speaking, this works. But logic would have said, why are you letting boilerplates be written when you run the risk that more will be written? And the answer is, we have to worry about the cipher's livelihood.
Yeah, how about
have doing this now, a guy, not a kayan, a regular guy, to kill his wife because she didn't put any meat in the chont. It gets already there to give her.
There's other tents.
I'm saying.
I'm reading the Gemara. I'm not suggesting to the Gemara. See, your issue is, you're a kayan. So you think in terms of kahanim. I'm a Yisrael. I think in terms of the other 80% of the population that are not Yisrael. You would make the takana for the few kahanim. That's why he can never write the boilerplate, because the kahanim will comprise 12% of the population.
I'm saying even for the Yisrael also.
Well, you can always remarry. You can always remarry her.
You can always what?
Remarry her. My takana.
This helps the sofer because what? How does it help the sofer?
That when people come to have it written, it's ready. The guy's leaving town tomorrow. The guy says he has it ready. It's much easier. It's very little to fill in.
Well, they made a takana not to write the ghetto ahead of time because...
No. Kasav has to be lishma, biblically. That's going on the names and whatever is necessary. Logic would say, once the Torah wants it written Lishma, don't let the cipher write anything. Because he might write too much.
Am I filling the names ahead of time?
Yes.
What is it? What did you say
this now? Am I filling the names ahead
of time? Well, how did you say you could?
The answer is, takana of the cipher, if we didn't do it. Rashi. Dr. Rashi.
Wouldn't you be taking a big gamble on the silver court?
He hears people fighting.
That doesn't mean they're going to get divorced.
Again, you know, it depends how much they're fighting. Dr. Ashim, they takana cipher, a tiro lift of typhus, shaloi lishma. Reblazer, he takana bne takana, a tiro lift of typhus. Halav hachi, aser reblazer. Aser reblazer, he debay lishma, b'ksiva deraisa. He needs lishma biblically. Right, so let's read the Gemara. Really, we should say rabbinically he shouldn't write the boilerplate. But Mishnah aside from Shara Rabbanan. Rabbanan said, no, we want to take care of our seifrim, we want to make sure that they're able to do it. Rabbi Yehuda says, no boilerplate, not by get and not by other staris. Now by get, I can understand. Because of the Shema. But by other stars, who cares? Why can't you write the boilerplate of a Ksuba? When you're blood, you can't remember Yehuda, you can't go buy a Ksuba and Grand Judaica. He said, Pai Suba Kulan. Zakti Gemara, Gazir Taivas Atu Staris, Taivas, Gazir Staris Atu Gittin. He was afraid, if we let you write boilerplates by Staris, you write boilerplates by Gittin. If we let you write boilerplates by Gittin, you'll fill in the Tyrev. Therefore, he said, nothing. Zero, nada. That's Rabbi Yehuda. So, Trachi, Rabbi Yehuda, Gazer, Staris, Aphilotyphus, up to Gittin. Staris, up, right. Rabbi Lazer, Makshu, Bakulon, Chosmigitin, Ashim. He says, no, I don't go as far, this Rabbi Lazer, I don't go as far as Rabbi Yehuda. I don't make Xera loans and sales because of Gittin. But by Gittin, I am Machmer. I will not allow the boilerplate to be written, because I'm afraid that you might write the name. The typhus after Tyre of Gazer, Starus after Gittin by Gazer. So we have three opinions. Tanakama, who Shmuel said is a blazer, says, you stick to biblical law. No extra chumras because it's a Takana cipher. Even by Gittin. Don't make Zeris. We're not breaking biblical law. We're sticking to biblical law. Usually we would make a Drabanon. Don't make Drabanon. You're making it on the back of the cipher. Rabbi Yehuda says, not only am I making a Takana by Get, I don't want any boilerplates written anywhere. And Rabbi Yehuda says, listen, by Gittin I get you. By other stars it's too far away. Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda starts out to get the type of like God says Xera Lixera. He feels that's too far away, that's Xera Lixera. And Rabbi Yehuda felt it's one big zera. Shenemar. The Mishnah ends, Shenemar, the cuss of La Lishma. Now, we're talking about not writing the typhus. Shenemar, the cuss of La Lishma. Frank the Gemara, Vakiksiv La, Tairavutiksiv. Doesn't write it about the boilerplate. So why is your blazer banning the boilerplate? Because it says because of La Lishma. The pasuk is not talking about the boilerplate. The pasuk is talking about the tariff, the names, the place, the names, the date.
What's the question?
Why is it? The Mishnah makes it sound your blazer is not allowing the boilerplate biblically.
Oh, even though we can answer very simply.
And for the Gemara, Ela'ema, not Shenemar, Mishum Shenemar. It's a big difference. Mishum Shenemar means we made this rabbinic gzera because the pasuk said. Shenemar is direct that the pasuk is saying this halacha. The pasuk is not saying this halacha. Mishum Shenemar means we make a gzera because of Lalishma. Rashi. The Krokrisis Tziv, Dainu Tairif. That's the names. And Harry Apoteris Choladam. The Hengi Oliver Blasim Minei Lamezer Taifas. Where in the passage do you see you can't write boilerplates? And the Loi Tame is Shinemar, the Mashma Minei Yolov, the Ilurna. El Mishum, Kloimer, Mishum Shinemar, but Tairif, because of Lalishma, because we know Taifas of the Tairif Deraisa. Because by Tairif, there's a Deraisa, we made Xera on the boilerplate. Yes.
Rabbi Meir would hold that for sure you can't make boilerplates.
I don't know, Abba. Rabbi Meir doesn't care about the writing. He can find a get in the garbage dump. With the names. Kashas or Blazer, they're Blazer. So the Gemara says, isn't it a contradiction or Blazer? You said the beginning of the Mishnah are Blazer, the end of the Mishnah are Blazer. Traits are noya, leave it or Blazer. So trashy. Kashas or Blazer. Rei shuk, mishkar Blazer. Umakshu looks of types of gittin. The save of Pali, Gwamra Chutzmi gittin Hashem. The beginning he says, you can, and then he says, no. Answer is, it's a machlokes tanoim in Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Did we make the gzera, or did we leave it to Takana Sefer? You know what I mean? For that, you have to ask Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. Whether it's common or not. And he would tell you how many times in Shas, he would have told you how many times in Shas does it say this. And probably you show me wherever else you want to know. But I unfortunately am not close to doing that. Sometimes I've decided a Gemara to give me Mara Makaima so I can tell you whether it's common or not, but this time they didn't, so I can't even answer. Reb Shapsi Amar Chizkia. Reb Shapsi says in the name of Chizkia, Mishum Ktata, Vere Meirhi, the Amar Eidach Simikarsi, Noob Shat Namishnah. The Mishnah is allowing, really, you can write everything. Start from the other end. Really, biblically, you can write the tariff also. But what happens is, a woman will walk by, and she'll hear a cipher writing, I am writing a get, l'shem Shimon ben Yaakov, who's divorcing Rachel Bas Lavan. And Rachel Bas Lavan is walking by and saying, oh, my husband's writing a get for me. She won't say that the cipher decided to write it. He doesn't have to write Lishma. Kasab doesn't mean that. It means signatures. And the cipher will hear these two fighting in the morning. He'll say to himself, I get the get prepared. The lady walks by, and she sees the guy's writing a get for her. She says, oh, my husband's divorcing me. She goes home. She picks up the chom pot and throws it at his head. Therefore, we said, don't write tariff. So according to this shot, it's a whole new different shot in the Mishnah. Biblically speaking, you can write everything. The boilerplate, the essentials, everything. Because all that counts Lishma is Chasima. But the problem is, if you let Seifim write with names, the woman might hear the Seifim preparing a get with her name and her husband's name and think that her husband asked for it. No idea.
The cipher's in response to the
Ketatah? The cipher wasn't told anything. He on his own decided that he was going to get ready for this. The rumor in town is they're not getting along. She hears that he did it. She thinks her husband demanded it. And there goes the marriage. She made it worse. The cipher made it worse. And really, we should write the Torah. The Zimnan, the cipher, Shamalei, the cipher, the Gekasa, that he wrote it, the Savra, Iu, Karmelei, and she'll think that he told him, the Havali Ketatabadei, and it will cause a major fight. Therefore, they said, leave these places. Now, that name's his name and her name. Why the date? Because you can't have a predated get that we had earlier in the Masechta, so therefore you leave the date. Rashi, it's not the heter for writing the boilerplate. You have to leave the names out because we don't want to fight. Forget about Harat Materis. You can write that. Because as long as you don't write the names, it's not going to cause a fight. So if you really want to stop and think, you know, you never pick, at least I never pick, which better of the Gemara is, which answer of the Gemara is better. But in this Teretz, the Mishnah didn't leave out Harat Materis the whole other. In Shmuel's way of learning, the Mishnah should have said you have to leave out the space for Harat Materis the whole other. That's part of the tariff. In this tariff, really, you can let everything. We leave the names out because we don't want to fight.
The
mayor holds you don't have to write Lishma. Means the chsima.
So, according to this chat, the takana is not going on stars.
Takana was always going on get. Well, not really. Takana is going on get, correct. We don't let the tariffs because of get. And then we made Xera, Staris out to get.
So this is what Chop says between what
my Takana is going on get. And therefore they made Xera, Staris out to get. He doesn't explain it, but the Mishnah did say Staris, right? That you can't write the name of the lender in the law. It's Xera to get.
Still in my Takana, right? Response to my Takana.
Yes. Now, Rav Chisda says they answer that the Gemara has two ways of understanding what he meant. Rav Chisda is going to say a third shot in the Takana, but that third shot can be understood one of two ways. So it ends up being four shot. He said Takana means A. Now, that can go according to a mayor, that can go according to a blazer. So in Rav Chisda, we will have two shot. He just answered what the Takana is. He didn't explain which Mandiyama he's going in. So the Gemara will offer you two pshatim. So at the end of the day, we'll have two pshatim in Reb Lezer and two pshatim in Reb Meir. Reb Chisda Amar Avimi, Mishum Takanas Igunas. Takana was to prevent Igunas, but we don't know what the word Igunas means here. Amrila Reb Meir, some say Reb Chisda meant Reb Meir, but Amrila Reb Lezer, and some say Reb Chisda meant Reb Lezer. And the Gemara will explain. Some say that the Mishnah is going like a mayor, and Eidech Sima is the main thing. We don't care about writing, and really you can write the whole thing. However, the Zimnan Davalik Tatabada, this is Avram Kohn Seretz. Sometimes the husband will have a fight, and he'll get angry. Since the get can be pre-written, he'll get angry, get his pre-written get, which the cipher has ready, throw it to her, and he'll cause her to live alone, This is not the iguna we normally learn that is a woman that doesn't know her status. This is the iguna...
She knows her status.
She knows she's divorced, but she's living alone. We don't want women to have to live alone. We try to help them out. So we made a takana, do not have pre-written getting ready to go. Not the boilerplate's fine. Don't write it with the names. We're making divorce too easy. Correct. That's how Rashi learns. The Rashba doesn't learn that way. I'll speak on the Rashba maybe at the end. Rashi? The Gekasa of Matzka Shmaya Shma, and he mentions the names. Verasachala, and he'll get angry. Because Matzka will get Mazuman, Yavla Nahale. If the cipher has it ready, he'll just give it to her. Uma'aginu Maisu Lakshihimu Gureshas. That's how Rashi learns. Ma'agi means he'll give it to her, and she'll be divorced. She'll be single. You're leaving a woman single. So according to Rashi's chat, iguna not only means a woman that doesn't know what happened. Iguna means any woman that has to live alone. No, it means held back. That's what I think. I think the Mishnah Baba Basra calls anchors eignim. Anchors of a boat are called eignim. Yeah. Mishnah Baba Basra. It's of Ayin Gimel, I believe.
Can I call Rebbe
Chaim? My name is Chaim. And because I know one Mishnah doesn't mean I know anything else. The Gemara says in Chulin that if you have a penny in a pushka, it makes a lot of noise. If you have a full pushka, it doesn't make noise when you shake it. If you have a few pennies in a pushka, it makes a lot of noise. So I have a few pennies in my pushka, so I make a lot of noise.
I think it works in our case. Or she's not stranded,
not
a husband. She's stranded. She's divorced.
No, stranded usually means...
That's what he said. Again, he's trying to...
He's trying to...
Exactly. I'm going to call him today. Single woman be considered
an also... In this case, I'm talking about never married.
I don't know. It's a very borrowed term. The Rashi doesn't like Rashi's chat. He says that's not what iguna means.
He
says it's talking about the guy might throw her a get, and it'll end up being a suffix get, and meanwhile he leaves town. That's how the Rashba learns his Gemara. He'll get the get, he'll throw it to her, and it might end up being a suffix whether it works or not.
I understand why the Rashba said that.
And therefore, he'll leave town, and she can't even get married. So the iguna is a regular iguna, but it happens because he had a get ready, he threw it, didn't care where it landed, and it might have been suffix get. That's how the Rashba learns, because he's bothered, because iguna doesn't mean a divorced woman.
And that is why he was right after Rashba. Because when we were learning the Mishnah, he threw her into the get. Why just hand it to her? What are you throwing it for? Here it is, because it's suffix, that's what I think it is. That's what, the lashon of the Mishnah is more the Stavra.
Zarek is because you hate your wife, you don't want to hand her anything.
We're saying, throw it at her. We're saying, why?
Like the chowm pot. You just throw it at the person.
Why in every other Mishnah is Vanessa love? Why here Zarek?
Where did the Mishnah say Zarek?
Remy said it.
The Gemara says it.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the Rashba says he doesn't like Rashi's trap because the Grusha is not an iguna. I'm just saying what he says, why he doesn't like Rashi's chat.
The Rashba doesn't know exactly why he said it.
I mean, you're telling the Rashba why he said it. Thank you. I'm glad you enlightened the Rashba. Upstairs, I'm just so happy.
We hope.
Listen, the Shalmi says in Shkolim, here I go again with my buddy.
Coins.
Yeah, the Shalmi says in Shkolim that whatever you say over a member from somebody, you should see as if he's here. So the Rashba's in the room. So you're telling the Rashba what he meant. I'm glad. Reflevsky, my Rebbe, that's where I heard it from. Reflevsky, my Rebbe, used to wake up a guy in Shir, used to say, Chazaynish is here. How can you sleep? Chazaynish is in the room. He was speaking out of Chazaynish. You sleep with the Chazaynish is here? That's what Reflevsky used to say. But they didn't interview me for the book. Anyway, but for that book, they didn't interview me either. Again, it's too late. The book's out already. Doesn't have to interview me now. But anyway,
that's not a borrowed term. It's a really good
That's what he says, yeah. The Rashi is trying to answer. He doesn't like Rashi's chat that he good at Kamiya Grusha.
Because the
they did this to make more time for the
cipher
to
man's
kumah.
Yeah. Yeah, again, that's shot, 100%. Right. The Amri Rav Lazer. The Rajma asked on Rashi the word igun. No, Rashi also learned this to make him cool off. Amri Rav Lazer. The Amri the Mesirah Karsi. The Chizda meant Rav Lazer. Ubedinu Davila Taifas Nami Lechtav. We shouldn't even light the boilerplate. The Zimdin the Bay Lamazel and Dina Tayam, the Ashik Safra, the Shavak Love, other Magan of Isom Love. We're afraid that sometimes he has to go to China on business and he won't find a cipher because his plane leaves in 2 hours and there's no cipher around to write him a get. So he'll leave. And meanwhile, this lady will stay here. Her husband's in China, she'll never know what happened. So in order to make sure that a lady's not left a real iguna, he wanted the boilerplates ready so he can be a faster, that he can make his flight even though he wants to write again. Now you'll ask me, why didn't he write to get 4 hours earlier before he had, because that's how people are. They're last minute people. And he couldn't find the site.
No, maybe the back of a patish was now.
Could be. Zuckrashi. So at the end of the day, we have two pshatim Reb Lazer, two pshatim Reb Meir. Pshat number one, Reb Lazer, is because we want Seifrim to be able to make a living. Pshat number two, Reb Lazer, is we want Gittin available so people shouldn't leave town and leave their wives hanging without Gittin. Because in those days, if you took a trip to China, it could take years and years to come back. And the woman will never know whether her husband's still alive or not. The what's the name again didn't work, the apps.
What?
And the emails. They couldn't do it, they couldn't contact each other. That's Tupshatim Reb Lazer. And according to our mayor Tupshatim, really we should let him write the tariff, right? But we didn't want him to have it ready. The woman will see that it's ready and she'll go home and kill her husband. I don't mean literally, but make a huge battle. And the second shot is, we didn't want a husband to have an easy time divorcing his wife, because then his wife will be alone divorced. A noob shot nigun according to Rashi.
There are no, if I was going to re-engineer, which never happened to me, but there's no store that has pre-written kittens.
Absolutely not.
100% not?
100% not. We, even though, yeah, we don't write pre-written.
No, but that's
just,
no, the tourist thing is open.
No
form. No boilerplate.
Well, I say if you go online, you can find it.
You can find it not to use. You can find it so a cipher should know the words. Yes, you'll find it online so they can practice.
I don't have email. I don't have that stuff. I don't have Amazon. If he goes to his Amazon, you have this stuff, right? Can you have it?
You have it too. Well, I'm just chiding. You don't do business on email?
Don't tell my wife. Go to Amazon and see if they sell pre-done.
Go to Amazon and see if they sell, what's the name again?
Broadcast.
Mayor, second reason, it shouldn't be easy to divorce a woman and leave her alone. Alone, meaning according to Rashi, leave her divorced. We're learning Rashi.
In Reb Lazer, it's going to be two opposite extremes in a way. The kind of, the first shot in Reb Lazer is the kind of...
For Seifrim. And the second shot in Reb Lazer is the kind of for women.
So that's why we don't let them do the...
No, Tyrim is biblical, not allowed. The blood's also cost them is going on the ksiva.
But we're allowing them to write...
A boilerplate, either to help cipher him, or to make sure the woman doesn't get left without a get. Two different genres, or a blesser.
Make it a little bit simpler for him to do it in a quick way.
Right. So there's conflicting messages here. In one way we're saying, according to a mayor, we don't want to make it easy. We want to make it take longer. And Reb Lazer was saying, we want to make it available. It's two pshatim. You can air tomorrow one way, you can air tomorrow the other way.
sure they said on a trip to Russia. Anymore, it's less China now.
Or Ukraine, you know what I mean? He's trying to say why it's a trip to China, not a trip to Russia.
There's no more Ukraine in China. Horrible. Hold over door, Rebbe. The hold over door this year, if you don't see it, that person in Russia comes up in every generation. And as you say, who's in Russia?
It's harder to see. I don't want to get involved because it's not an anti-Jewish war. The whole Dar V'Dar is saying every Dar V'Dar, they're out to get Yidden. Rachmana L'tzlan. Rachmana L'tzlan. This happens to be something that, again, Yidden suffer Rachmana L'tzlan. 100%. But it's a harder thing to see the whole Dar V'Dar when it wasn't directed. Baruch Hashem, it wasn't directed against Yidden. So it's not that it can make the whole Dar V'Dar easier. And it's all terrorist attacks make the whole Dar V'Dar easier. What?
They know who's doing these terror attacks?
Yeah, Arabs. Who do you think is doing it? Arabs. Arabs are doing it. Shem Yirach.
I don't know what's going on with that.
Two people got killed yesterday. You know, it's not for time for now. There's an Am Loyes in Parshas Vayeshev that says that 10 Yidden get killed every year as the Asara Harugi Malchus of that year. So the Am Loyes says in Parshas Vayeshev. So when you ever hear Rachmana Litzlan that Yid got killed in a terrorist attack, he might be one of those 10 Yidden that are the Asara Harugi Malchus of that year. Am Loyes writes this hundreds of years ago, that every single year, Rachmana L'tzlan, 10 Yidden are killed, they're the Asari Harugi Malchus of that year. Okay, let's go back to Masechta Yitzchak.
I mean, I say, the doctor, I could never believe that. The doctor was going, his daughter's getting married the next day?
Yes. Malcolm Azman.
What's he doing there?
Malcolm Azman. Gemara. The Mishnah says, you leave out the time. Now, the Gemara has a problem. Why did you need time? We had two answers. After Zion. One was, in case his wife is Mizana, he wants to cover for her. That's why they said have time. And one was, in order that she should be able to make sure he doesn't sell her fruit. Now, that makes sense if it's a Getman on a Suin when he was eating the fruit. But what if he's writing the Getman of Erison? The guy never got the chuppah. He made the kedushin and then decided to divorce her. Why should that need zman? The one of znus applies. The one of peiros shouldn't apply. But the Mishnah says you always have to read makam asman, even by erison.
Is there
about
bones erison as fruit or not?
No. No such machlokes.
Rabbi, if we just said that we're making a gezeira from other staros to
Yidden, again, the Mishnah said, the first Mandi Amar said you can write the boilerplate of a get, but leave out his name, her name, and the time. So we want to know if it's a get min a erison, who cares about the time? What purpose is there in having his man? Again, what gzera? Oh, okay, so we'll see what the Gemara has to say. Let's see what the Gemara has to say. Zog to Gemara. Kapasik v'tani, the Mishnah says, loishnam in anasuin, loishnam in erison. You have to leave the time, whether it's in anasuin, or whether it's in erison. So bishlam in anasuin, bein l'man d'amr b'shem batach chaysay. Whether it's the man d'amr that says he's going to cover for his niece, that was the case where he covers for the get. Why need his man? Amar of Amram, ha milsa.
Where does it say this?
Mishnah said all gittin have to have. The Mishnah just said all gittin.
Right.
So the Gemara understands that to be Beimin Asu and Beimin Eris. Zog to Gemara Amar of Amram. Ha milsa shamet minei de ula, the amar, shim takanas vlad. I heard Ula say an answer because we're worried about the baby. V'lo yadanam I knew. I didn't know what he meant. He said we're worried about the baby. I had no idea what he was talking about. However, kiven shamita lahadatanya, I heard the following brisa. Ha'imer, somebody says, kisvu get larusasi, l'kshichasena agashena. What a marriage. The guy says to Sefer, do me a favor. Write me a get for my wife, so I can give it to her after I get married. Meaning he already had kedushin. So he says to the Sefer, do me a favor, write me a get. I'm going to do chuppah, I'm going to marry her, and then I'll divorce her. I want the get ready. Has a date. What's the date? Date is today. So what is? Ain't he get? V'yamer ula my time. Zera shem yamer get the kaidim lufna. Here he did. He wrote a get while he was still kedushin. He married her and then gave her the get. And he got pregnant in the in between. He married her in between. She became pregnant.
He lived with her before
he gave her the divorce. Yeah. It's like get Yashan. He wrote the get. Then he married her. She got pregnant. Then he gave her the get. And people will say, hey, this was born out of wedlock. Hachinami, so similarly, we want a date on Erison because if there's no get written on the get, he might not divorce her until much later. And they'll say that the kid was born out of wedlock. The guy will come in and say, write a get for me. And the guy has the boilerplate ready. And you don't need Zaman. Because it doesn't make a difference for Peri. And he'll divorce her 6 months later using this get, which is fine. But then people will say, hey, the get had the wrong... Like, he wrote the boilerplate. And in the boilerplate, he wrote a date. And then he didn't get it till later. If you wouldn't have to leave the same time for the right time, then you will have a get that's predated, and then people will say that the kid was born out of wedlock. Similar to get Yashan, exactly. Rashi. All the way up. The Madam of Shumperi, Leishnam and Harrison, and Magarish are resources to reflect this man, Kosher, and Mugdom. The Madam of Shumperi, Yikashim, Yikashman, the baby, Yavu, Yashan, and Lachasman. Right, Vita Rebbe's Mia Maxiva, she really could collect from the day it's written. Arusim Yisla Peri, Yisla Din Peri, Halayin Eichel Peri, some Shnas Tzayt Tzuba Veilach, Tzol Tzuba, Shum Mechai Veperkuna, but he's Mechuyim to redeem it, Kramina Ben Harishin Svatata. Shum Takanas Vlad, Hishvichu Leiniach Mokim Zmat Leget Arusa, because of the baby. V'lav Yidana Mayi, the Mayi Vlad Yesh LaArusa, what baby? Kivin the Shemitah Lohad, the Tanya Kis Vget LaRisasi Akshav, V'lehet Nenu Lohad Lachar Shech Hussein, I won't give it to her to after I marry her, ain't a get, the get Yashinu. She might get pregnant when he marries her. Even for the boilerplate, he has to leave the time empty. Because he might write the day he writes it. Meanwhile, this get won't be used much later. And it's the kid's a kosher kid. But it's not nice to the family that people will say a baby was born out of wedlock. Yeah, Yashan has nothing to do with parents. Only children.
So that's the reason for
Yashan. Correct.
Why does it
say
the
Zera
not
to come? No, it's a Zera. She might get pregnant. Takana is to benefit, there is to prevent something wrong. Takana, okay. You could have called the Takana for the kid, but it's because of Xera that she might be pregnant.